don't think that I like the state I'm in. I don't think that I wanted this feeling, but I'm getting so lost in the feeling. So low. And I'm cutting off all the parts of me that remind me of the things that I used to be. They remind me of the things that we used to see. Oh,
this is Alex Merton, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. I'm very pleased to say, zooming onto the show from the other side, is Alice Merton. Hello, Alice.
I love the pun. Hi.
Thank you. I was working on ages for that. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, very well. Where are you zooming in from? Can you describe the incredible scene for our listeners?
I'm zooming in from London. I just got back for the first time after 2 months. And it's lovely. It's been amazing being back for a few days. So I'm enjoying it.
Nice. Are you based in London these days? Is this your current home?
Yes. Well, I moved here last year. I was in Berlin before, but my parents live in the UK. It was time to kind of make the next move. And I move around a lot anyway. That's kind of my thing. So
I was going to ask you about that. We'll obviously get onto your new album in a minute, but your breakthrough single, No Roots, certainly struck a chord with me at the time. You lived in lots of different places growing up. As an adult, what's it like for you now looking back and sort of recognizing so many different places around the world as somewhere you would call home?
I mean, looking back on it, it definitely makes me feel very grateful for the experiences I've had. At the time, I would have said something completely different. I would have said, I hate it and I don't want to keep moving and I want to be with my friends. But now, I mean, I learned a new language. I've experienced various cultures. I feel like I can be at home in various places without being homesick for another one. Like, I traveling for me just feels very easy and very, like, I think before it was very stressful for me. I felt very anxious because I'm a very anxious person. But I've become very relaxed with, like, moving around and meeting new people. So that's helped me a lot.
It's a small world, but everywhere.
Yeah,
what is yours?
But that's kind of how it feels, you know, like it really feels like anything's possible. Like, from one day to the next, you can be in Japan or you can be in Australia and still find a way to feel at home. So I really like that.
Nice. It's obviously a super exciting time for you. New album Sight is out now. It's a brilliant album. I love so much about it. Every song seems to have its own story to tell, and it feels like a personal album, but you can still kind of, there's so much to kind of relate to in it. What was it like getting all those kind of emotions down into one album?
Difficult, but easy at the same time. It was like, it didn't feel like I had to think much about it. It just kind of felt like I was taking each experience that happened and documenting it and then trying to find the right musical background to kind of support that emotion. I think that was the hardest part, is to really kind of figure out, okay, that, I mean, that's always been my goal with music, of not trying to keep the whole album in like one direction, but really each feeling that I have complement it with a different kind of style that actually increases or enhances that feeling. I like doing that with music. That for me kind of is really exciting when it comes to songwriting.
And in this album, I read some of the, you worked with loads of different co-producers, but you had the kind of full creativity freedom to kind of do that in a, rather than create an album piece. It was more, has that been fun to kind of craft each individual track?
100%. I mean, it was a lot of work, I have to admit. Like, normally, or a lot of the times, you'll have like one producer who oversees the whole project, and in that case it was kind of me who had to make sure that like this fit to that song and that the mixes were fine, and that like it was a lot of work. I think there's a video somewhere of me recording myself of being like, I can't do this. My ears are bleeding. I feel like I can't tell anymore what sounds good, what doesn't. So maybe I'll release that one day. But yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was also really lovely to work with so many different people and so many like amazing producers on this album. I really like, I think I was very lucky to, during COVID, have found so many cool people to work with.
At this album, was it written during the COVID kind of lockdown time?
Yeah, this was all written during the last years.
I think lots of people
mainly
kind of
last year.
Wow, a lot of people sort of struggled in that time to kind of like find the creativity while we're all stuck indoors. But that for you, was that kind of helpful? A creative boom that played into it?
I mean, I have to admit, for the first half of 2020, I think it was, I didn't write much at all. I was kind of more of like giving up of more, like it was more of like a feeling of like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Concerts are being canceled. There's no end in sight. Yeah. Like, what's the point of this all? Is there even like, I'm a very pessimistic person, or I can be. Sometimes I can be optimistic, but in a lot of cases I'm very pessimistic. And yeah, I for like half a year, I was like, I can't do this. I don't want to write ever again.
You reached the other side.
But I came to the other side.
Then it was all a boom. We're going to have a listen to one of your tracks off the album. Obviously, I think we'll go for what is essentially the title track, The Other Side. What can you tell us about this track?
The Other Side for me was this moment that I had when I was, I think, for the first time in London in a very long time, last year, I think it was, in June. And it was a moment where I decided I wanted to move here because I just fell in love with it. And I slowly felt like I was nearing that phase where you just start feeling a little bit better about life, where you realize that yes, you were in a hole, but there is a way out. Because I have tunnel vision. I'm someone, when I'm not feeling well, I don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I'm not very open to happy thoughts. It just kind of stays dark for a very long time. And then the other, I need like reminders. I need some kind of like reminders that are really, really strong to help me get out of a certain headspace. And this for me was a very big reminder and like a feeling of like, no, you're going to be okay.
Brilliant. I love the fact that you can hear it as an anthem for people who would be struggling in that time. But for you, is it something you can now stick on and go, yeah, I wrote that. That helps.
Actually, yeah. Actually, I do that with a few of my songs because for me, they are like little reminders to get myself out of certain headspaces.
Awesome. We'll have a listen to it now. Do you want to introduce it? And we'll stick it up.
All right. This is The Other Side.
Music from the brilliant Alice Merton from the album Sides. I'm delighted to say Alice is still with me now. That was incredible. It's a fantastic song. So uplifting, so powerful. The album is phenomenal. It's got so many different shades to it and all sorts of things going on. There's some darker stuff in there as well. What was the scariest track for you to kind of like put out into the world and to just share with everyone?
Blind Side probably for me was the scariest one, because I kept wondering if people would understand the kind of discrepancy between the lyrics being very dark and the uplifting mood. And I was worried that people wouldn't, they would take it too seriously, or that they wouldn't take it seriously enough, or like, I think that was for me a very kind of nerve-wracking track to put out.
It's an interesting kind of thing to do, to kind of have the upbeat kind of sound to it with the darker kind of lyrics and the deeper meaning.
It's just a very sarcastic song. Like, it's kind of, it talks about something that's very real and very traumatic, but at the same time, it's looking at it and also realizing, like, sometimes there's just no one to blame, you know, like, who's to blame? And I'm just going to kind of sing my little song about it and realize, like, it is sad, but it's also sad for you. So you.
Beautifully said.
I sat down with the gun to my head. He told me not to move, 'cause if I did, I'd be dead.
What's up? This is Alice Merton, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
What's it like for someone who writes songs, presumably mostly from your personal experience and stuff? What's it like sharing that kind of thing with the world? Do you ever have these moments where you're like, I wonder if they know that's about them?
I mean, I'm very vocal about who, like, to the person at least. Like, I will send, I don't know if this is good, but I often have sent in the past the song to a person and I'll be like, thanks for the inspiration. And I often mean it genuinely, like, thank you actually for the inspiration. But I haven't done that often. I've done it a few times, but I think most people know if it's about them in my songs.
Yeah. It's an honor, really, isn't it?
I don't know if it's an honor, but yeah. I don't know. I'm honestly sometimes just, I still think with every song or with every experience, you've learned something new, you know, like you've really just kind of learned something about yourself. And with me, it's like my experiences are my songs. And with each song, I've learned something about someone else or about myself or about a certain situation. And that's always helped me.
Nice. I love the artwork in the album too. It's essentially your photo of your face melting. Is that foreshadowing a particular heat wave?
I mean, maybe, perhaps. But it was more of like this feeling of just wanting to kind of disappear, wanting to kind of melt away into your bed. I didn't really get out of bed for a very long time. I felt very depressed. So it's kind of like my head melting into my pillow.
Visual representation is brilliant. So with the release of the album obviously comes live shows. We're back out there gigging and all sorts. The headline tour coming soon. Are you supporting Bastille too?
Yes, we just came back from that tour a few weeks ago. And it was so much fun. They're like the nicest band ever. They are so, so sweet. I loved touring with them. I would tour with them any day.
Nice. We've got any juicy backstage memories? What goes on tour, stays on tour?
Juicy backstage memories of like of the Bastille tour or just in general?
I mean, in general, let's open it up. Yeah.
We always have a fun time backstage. Like, we're not like the party band. We don't get drunk and like ruin the backstage. It's not really
throw TVs thing. Out the window. That's not your thing.
Exactly. But we've just had some like good chats after the show. We'll like go through the show and everyone will be like sharing what their highlight was and what went wrong. And we'll laugh about like the other day I had a show and I dropped my mic, but I didn't just drop it. Like I smashed it accidentally because I got so wound up in one of our songs called Vertigo and I broke the microphone and the guys just couldn't stop laughing because my reaction, instead of being like super cool about it and picking it up, I was just like, uh-oh.
This is a problem.
Oh man, it was embarrassing, but at the same time you have to laugh about those moments as well. So
I've never seen the mic break. That's amazing.
Yeah, neither did I. I mean, I've never done it before. I don't know what happened. I got too caught up in the moment of Vertigo. I was like, yeah, I have to smash this microphone.
So much energy. The mic couldn't take it.
Directed at the microphone.
Amazing. So the headline tour is coming soon. What tracks are you most excited to play live to an audience?
I'm very excited to play Blindside because we haven't played it live yet. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Mania, we've started playing this live at festivals and it is dark and very emotional. I think people have reacted at least very good to that, which has been nice. I'm excited to play Blurry and see how that works. So there's a lot of tracks on the album. The other side we've already played and that's been really fun because we get people to like wave their hands. It's like this, it's the last song at the end of the set where you just feel like, yes, I'm coming out of a concert with a good feeling. I'm going to get to the other side. So
amazing. It must be so nice to get back out there and do this live after being kind of cooped up writing all these songs.
It's the best feeling. It really is.
So we can see you in London. I'll put all the links on Phoenix FM's website for where we can catch you when you're doing your tour. The album is genuinely great. I'm so glad we got to chat about it because I was already loving it. So thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Where can people keep up with what you're doing and keep track of your exploits, Alice?
Where can they? I mean, everywhere. Gosh, every social platform there is. I'm not really that active on TikTok, but like Instagram, Facebook, just type in Alice Merton.
You'll come up.
Anywhere where you can type the name, just type it in.
I'm pleased you're still learning TikTok as well. It's an art, isn't it? I
mean, oh, man, it is a world. It is a different world.
Amazing. We'll track you down. Lovely to chat to you. Great album. Good
to
luck.
You too. Thank you so much, Stuart.
Good luck on the tour. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you very soon. Take care. Bye.
I lost everything.